VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the form. Hit the submit button. We'll do our best to
I had to go off mic during Barbara's interview just for a second. I had to get up and leave the room.
Why?
Well, because there was, you know, there's one, two, three, four rooms in a row. And the person on the room right next to us, there was somebody in there singing.
What were they singing?
I don't know. They could hear it loud. So I had to tell them to stop singing. Please stop singing.
They were probably embarrassed.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a radio show in here.
Yeah, hello.
No, I don't want to have to pay royalties for that song. I don't know if you could hear it. I mean, it was kind of loud and deep. But
well, Griff, pack your bags.
Oh, geez, something else again.
We're going away.
Where are we going?
We're going to go live in a town that we're going to own. And we're going to do our radio show from there.
Oh, okay. I'm game.
Have you ever watched The Walking Dead?
I've heard of it. No, I didn't watch it.
It's on AMC. I don't watch it either. I don't watch that kind of
thing. Is that like NBC, only different letters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All we have to do is pay $680,000.
That's all?
Or best offer. I could sell my mobile home. You could sell your house.
Where is this?
You can own the entire downtown. Only the downtown.
Yeah.
Of Grantville, Georgia.
Really?
And it's where the series The Walking Dead is filmed. And according to the listing, the area for sale is approximately 34,000 square feet of usable space. And it already includes some renters, like retail areas, loft apartments, a pizza restaurant, a bar or pub, another restaurant, a pharmacy, office space, lots of stuff. And they claim this is a moneymaker for anyone trying to invest in an area that's about to burst.
Where do I find this?
The listing ends on March 26th, so we need to make our best offer as soon as possible.
How do you spell the town's name?
The town is Grantville, Grantville, Georgia. I do have an item number, but
let me see if I can find it.
Put in Grantville, Georgia.
And highest first.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. $680,000. Oh, yeah, look. It's got real buildings and everything.
Or best offer. Yeah.
Or best offer.
See, we could go in. We could put our studios in, you know. We could live in one of those loft spaces.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Or
we could not do it. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is not in California. So
pack
your
bags, Griff. We're going.
See the pictures you're looking at of the pretty town?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's summer. You know, they have seasons.
No,
there.
This is Grantville, Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
It's
the East Coast, darling.
Yeah.
There's the M word, mosquitoes. There's the S word, snow. They get snow in Georgia.
They get the
C word, which is cold. So it's very pretty to look at. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll compromise with you.
Okay.
We'll go visit someday. Okay. How's that? Okay.
Oh,
you like that?
Right.
We'll go visit. We'll stop and we'll have a little Coke at that little restaurant where it says drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I've been trying to get you to move to these places for years.
Why would you want to do that to
me? I don't know.
What have I ever done to you?
Just be fun. I don't know. It's something different.
Yeah, it's so different. You know what else would be different? I tell you what. Let's go live in a yurt in Mongolia. That would be different.
Okay.
What's this picture with the... Turn around and live. What is this? Oh, this must be when they're filming?
Yeah. Oh, they did an update. You know, after they put the listing up?
Yeah, yeah.
There was an update that said that two movies had just signed up to film there, with two very famous stars in it.
Oh, brother.
And that the sequel to The Ring. The Ring. The Ring.
Right. This is where they filmed the necklace.
The Ring is going to be filmed.
Right. So not only do we get to live in the middle of nowhere in Georgia,
we could make money.
No, we
have
to put up with
when these film crews come.
We'll be thousands of miles away, and we still have to put up with Hollywood types.
Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 if you'd like to make a question or comment or make a comment or ask a question about anything eBay related or entrepreneurially related.
Or a city somewhere you want us to buy.
888-RADIO-30 or send us something through the contact us button. Maybe you're having a challenge with your eBay sale. Who knows?
I tell you what I want. I decided what I want.
What do you want?
I want to buy an antique, one of those oldie time trailers, and I want to do it up in pink and white, or gold and white, or blue and black, depending on the color of the dress, and then take it around the country, and have broadcast equipment in it.
Oh, it's so easy to do that now.
Well, because we got the internets.
Yeah.
But I don't want to buy a town in Georgia. Do you know, it's so much work. I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer.
I want to be like the Rob Ford of Grantville, Georgia.
You want to take a crack at this one? Is that what you want?
Oh, man. Hey, Cindy from Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Cynthia Lee 2, is asking this question. Has Griff or Lee noticed that store categories are missing from the left-hand side of listings?
No.
And she gave us an item number, and she says, you can dish if you want, but I'm giving it to you for an example.
All right, hold on. Let me bring it up.
So,
well, I'm shocked to hear this. Go ahead.
Yes, okay, hold on. So let me get up there so I can put it in.
Is it in an envelope or something?
Okay,
or?
Here we go. All right, it's 3612.
3612.
2932.
2932.
1048. Again, that's 3612. 2932-1048.
Yeah, she's got a Stoa, and yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Well, what kind of store does she have? Hold on a minute. She's got the new Stoa. I don't see your categories in the store either, in your store. So does she have her categories set up would be my question, because I'm at her. Oh, let me visit her store. Hold on, I'm going to. Oh, there it is. Yeah, she's got the old store. I wonder what's up with that. I don't know.
She's got the categories there.
Yeah, she has to email me, and I'll send it to David.
I see them.
Yeah, I see it now. I didn't see it at first because I'm an idiot.
No, I mean, do you see the store categories?
I do now.
Oh.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they're not showing up. Tell her to email me, griff@ebay.com.
She's hearing you.
Oh, she is? Why, is she there in the studio?
No, she sent us in a contact us. I'm assuming she's listening.
Oh, well, you don't know. Sometimes they're at work. You know, sometimes they're listening. The little, far be it from them to waste time listening to this show.
You've been hanging around with Rob Ford or whatever.
You think that's it?
I don't know. Mm. She says, one of my main reasons for having a store is to make it easier for people to browse my items from
yeah,
any listings they happen to find. And now the option is gone, unless they land on my main store page.
Yeah. Just tell, you know, email me. Why hasn't she updated her store, by the way? She's using the old one.
I know, and it doesn't look as good, does it?
No, it's not as good, I don't think. I think the new store layout is great.
It is. It's beautiful, as a matter of fact.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So, yeah, send a note to me. I'll look into it, I promise.
And I know you will.
Right after I get through buying Rob Ford's big fat jammies pants.
Boy, big. They were very
I can't
big.
Get over that.
I know.
Is that music? No, it's too early
so
for music.
So online shopping in Korea is going global. Did you know that? As overseas direct purchasing becomes an increasingly common means of consumption in and outside of the country, eBay Korea, the owner of two leading Korean online shopping malls, G Market and Auction, eBay Korea is the nation's biggest online export contributor.
Oh.
eBay Korea was also the first company to initiate an online export business incubator program.
There. Oh, yes, I remember that.
In 2014, the eBay Star Exporter Ceremony recognized approximately 1,400 merchandisers who sold a combined 35,000 products through the site in a six-month period. So, kudos to Korea.
Yeah.
eBay has launched, this is all international news, eBay has launched a new click and collect offering in Germany.
Click and collect?
Mm-hmm. Along with a new same-day delivery service with DHL. These moves were designed to make shopping on eBay even easier.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
As of here's more international news. As of January 1st, new European Union legislation changed the way that value-added tax is applied to electronically supplied services, including eBay fees. And this affects sellers on eBay UK and eBay Ireland. The new legislation requires eBay to apply VAT at the rate of the country where a seller is based. And that's 20% in the UK or 23% in Ireland, instead of at the rate of the country where eBay is based, which is Luxembourg, at 15%.
Yeah.
It's kind of complicated, but if you read it, you'll figure it all out.
It's all these numbers. I don't know what they mean, but they're forcing me to believe it. So
I know.
I don't know.
It's true.
I see numbers. I get lickstexic.
So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear from you. 888-723-4630, or click the Contact Us button. We're still getting emails about our... I thought it was a moral issue, but most people thought it was just a thrifting issue.
Hold on, let me get my... Are we beating a dead horse?
We're beating a dead horse.
Okay, drag it out.
All right. The concept was, and we stole this off the Thrifting with the Boys. Somebody had written in and said, you know, if somebody finds a bunch of shirts up there in your thrifting store, it looks like somebody put them together, would you just grab them and put them in your basket, or would you ask around? And basically, I found out something really interesting about thrifters, and I'll tell you when we come back.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, my integrity on the line here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 309.
How do you promote your eBay business? Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's. He says when promoting your eBay store, remember these two words.
Social media. It is very important to get your name or your brand out there as much as you can. My eBay store name is Hubcap Joe's, so I also have a website, hubcapjoes.com. I have a direct link to eBay on my website. I also have a Facebook page for my business. The same goes with Twitter. I have a Pinterest account. So basically, I would say get yourself represented in every aspect of social media that you can.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us at 888-RADIO-30 because now is the time to do so. 888-723-4630.
Matt in Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as the Dino Dump. Hey, Matt, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had to comment about the great show you guys had on Thursday where you were talking about whether those clothes on the rack are open game or not when you're at the thrift store.
Yes.
So I have to agree with Lee because, you know, there's a thrift store here in Chicago that I go to all the time. It's three floors, and nowhere available are carts, buggies, baskets, anything. So anything I pick up, and when I go to the thrift store, I like to kind of clean the place out. I have to carry in my arms, and it's really hard to flip through the racks looking for clothes when you've already got an arm full of clothes. So I have to make a little racks on the of what I want to get on the racks there.
And he agrees with me. The
well, I have
sun
a question.
Is shining. Oh, happy day.
Oh, sit down, lady. I have a question for you, Matt, though. Is this a standard practice at this particular thrift store?
It is. You know, I mean, it's a Salvation Army, and you know, none of the other ones in my area are like this, but it's just so frustrating that three floors of inventory.
And no cart?
No carts, no baskets, nothing. So, you know, it is kind of a one-place-only situation that I find myself in. But I kind of don't know what else to do when I go to shop there.
So when you go, do you go to other places in the Chicago area, like a Savers or Valley Village or Goodwill that has carts? Would you do the same
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. They all do, except for this one particular place.
No, but I'm saying, would you do this? Say we weren't at that thrift store.
I got you. No, you know what? No, I wouldn't. So I guess I do agree with both of you, but It's a store by store basis.
Well, that's one approach.
Now, I told you a few minutes ago that I found out something about thrifters.
What'd you find out?
I found out. You know, I go into a thrift store once in a while because I've got like over 100 things to list right now, and I can't even get those listed. So every now and then, I go into a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I go in and I look for stuff and I put it in the basket and I walk out. But to our thrifters, it's a sport. And that's what I found out in the last week.
Oh, a sport, I see.
It's a sport. As well as business, it is a sport. They're going in, they're in competition with each other to find the best things. It's a sport. I have no problem with that, but I think that's their way of thinking sometimes when they go into a thrift store.
I can agree with that, but I think there's also such a good thing as good sportsmanship.
I agree with you, Matt. And thank you so much for agreeing with me. Matt, I'm on one of your listings here.
Oh, you are?
Yes, so you have 436 feedback, and you sell, I'm looking at plexiglass sheets here.
Yes.
Is that pretty, you sell shirts, you sell lots of stuff.
Of course he does. He's no fool.
Yeah, you know, I like to sell eclectic men's shirts, but I also sell some art supplies and antique prints and just about anything else I can find.
You are one of the sellers that makes eBay so much fun to shop at.
It's true.
Oh, well, thank you, Griff.
It's true.
He's got some good mugs. Love at First Bite, BYTE. That's cute.
That's very good.
I like that. Oh, lots of men's stuff, huh? Very good.
Lee's right about it being a sport. I was at a thrift store 2 years ago in the Midwest I'd never been at before, and I think somebody recognized me. It was empty. The place was empty, but this one guy recognized me, got a look of horror on his face. I'm actually pretty lackadaisical in thrift stores. I mean, I either know the place and I just look through the racks, right? But this guy went rushing through the racks, pulling things before I could get to them.
Works in the store?
No. Another shopper.
Oh, a shopper.
And he was checking him on his phone and looking at me as I'm walking down. I could care less. But if I get to the place in the rack where there's a shirt or a piece of clothing or something on a shelf and it's sitting there, I look at it, oh, yeah, I could use this. In my cart it goes. It's now mine.
Well, let me ask you both this question, since I rarely go into the thrift stores at this point. Don't you think that maybe the thrift stores are taking the best things from themselves and selling it?
Some are.
Do you think?
So some are doing that. I don't know about Matt, but I know, and I encourage that. There's a guy here in the Silicon Valley who's done a thrift store chain a world of good, which is what he was hired to do, by getting the best stuff, and he sells it on eBay. They sell it on eBay to benefit the thrift. That's fantastic. I definitely think that's a great thing to do. But they miss
it.
They miss a ton of stuff.
They do that in Chicago as well.
But they miss stuff, right?
They mark up the price quite a bit.
Yeah, sometimes the prices get high, but you know, I don't take anything personally. I just, oh, look, this is pretty high. I just keep looking. And if I can't, I'm not one of those people who go, oh, the prices are so high. I'm so angry. Oh, they're ruining it for me. Like some people did to poor Jason Smith and Brian Goodman when they started their TV show. You're ruining the thrifting. But no, they're not. They're having fun. It's I don't understand people sometimes. But Matt and I,
there's always so much good stuff to find.
Yeah, there's so much stuff out there. What are you going to do?
Well, you have to think of yourself.
That's true.
There is a little bit of competition, just a little bit, because you're going in there and you're trying to find the best stuff and make off with it. But folks, you know, life is short, and so am I.
I will tell you that the higher prices for some things actually benefit me, because people won't buy it, but I will. So, Matt, thanks for your call, and thanks for your vote of confidence. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next in our second hour, we'll talk about how to organize and manage your inventory. This is eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with: boxes full of high quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.